Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey guys, this podcast is going to be a little bit chunky because we invited our children in and they had no idea what was going on. That's okay though. So this story of the day is about Kim going to Italy for an entire week and me being home with the kids. And the person who you thought had the most fun may not be the person you expect. So we're going to listen to the kids for a little bit. And then after that, they're going to leave. And then we're going to talk about Penn's irrational fears.
Yes, Penn has some super irrational relationship fears that really come out when I'm gone. Mm-hmm. And it was very eye-opening.
Just trying to be honest, hon.
Yeah, honesty.
Do you appreciate my honesty?
I love it.
Okay, let's start the podcast.
Oh, in Italy, Mama, she took a trip and left Daddy at home with the kids for a week. Yes, she did. Time for a podcast. When the mom takes a trip and dad's left with the kids, that's amore. When mom goes to Italy, we don't clean up our pee, that's amore. The doorbell ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling, 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 that's delivery. Cause dad, he don't cook when mom's gone for a week. That's amore. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there was a lot of takeout when I was gone.
And we didn't clean up our feet.
Well, just to be specific, I don't remember making a mess around the toilet. But I'm sure, yeah, I didn't.
There's a lot. The seats were probably all up.
Well, PC and father are the only people who
When Lola's mad at me now, she calls me father.
No, it's because whenever you pee on the toilet, you don't pick it up.
Yep. All right, welcome to the podcast. We're going to talk a little bit more about life without mommy. Yeah.
When daddy's in charge.
And we're here now again.
Yes.
Yeah. Children.
Children are here.
The Chitlins are with us to spill the beans on what happens when mommy goes out of town. Mommy going to Italy for a week, which is crazy, right?
That is crazy. And it sounds incredibly glamorous, right? But let me paint a picture for you all. It does sound very glamorous. And I ate a lot of pasta and a lot of gelato.
That sounds great.
We're painting now?
My best friend called me about 6 months ago. Her nanny, who's a part of her family, as caregivers and nannies of small children are, who's getting married in the town where her groom grew up in a small town in Sicily. And my friend's husband was not able to make the trip. So she needed help with her 4 and 6-year-old. So I went basically to another parent, another set of hands.
It's so funny because when I tried to describe this to people while you were gone, they kept imagining Diane Lane throwing open these shutters in a villa.
Under the Tuscan sun, no.
And there being a bunch of beautiful men going, hey, come on down here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I had to explain to them that you were basically a nanny for 7 days.
I mean, their mother was there, so the mother was, you know. But I think...
My mom is not a nanny.
Well, that's because it's way too hard of a job, quite honestly.
She's a helicopter mom, not a nanny.
Oh, thanks, honey. Thanks. I think just getting through the airport and just having, like, one needs to go to the bathroom and one needs to do this. So it was, like, another set of hands. But there was not, like, nightlife that that was...
There was nightlife.
There was nightlife. We just did not experience it. And it was really hilarious because, like, the four-year-old, sweet Abby, who's so funny... But she's four, and she only eats plain pasta pasta with butter. And so we were in Italy thinking, like, the mecca of pasta. Very rare. It's very hard to get just plain pasta.
Yeah, so anyway, let's talk about the kids a little bit here because they're here, and they look bored. And I feel like we should incorporate them into this. No,
yes. Lola, I have to say, I felt some extreme mommy guilt leaving for a week. I think
we had fun, too.
I know, but here's the thing. I felt mommy guilt. Nobody else here, like, really missed my absence.
Hang on, we missed you, but we got a lot of work done. You and I worked together. We got everything we needed done for a week. So I did some stuff, but mainly it was my job to entertain the children.
Did we? Did you?
I did a little bit of work.
No.
Okay, he took us to a water park. He took us to the beach.
No, he's saying I didn't do any work.
You did not do any work.
Yeah, you did. No, you didn't.
I did so.
Nope,
like, remember, I was like...
Busted.
I was like, guys, I got...
Busted.
As soon as mommy left, we got in a car and we went to the beach. We don't have a fancy beach house or anything, but we found a hotel room that wasn't prohibitively expensive, and it had surfboards, and it had a bar, and it had the ocean, and it had all these cool things. And so we actually had a pretty good time at the beach, right, guys?
Yes, it was really fun.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part,
water park.
Yes, the water park was fun. I also liked because you bought us some boogie boards, and we went boogie boarding and surfing and stuff. And there's this hula hoop girl who came.
Oh yeah.
She came at night and she, like, did some hula hoop tricks and she was cool. And, like, we went to a water park and it was so much fun because, like, there was this big droppy slide. I was like...
So I was, you know, crossing an ocean and feeling extreme guilt that my poor family would just be, you know... But you guys were having an amazing time. But
well,
I thought
we were going to be bored because you were being, like, fancy Italy and we were going to be at home, but... Like, but we ended up going to...
Yeah, you guys had an amazing time. And I know you guys are complete... You're 8 and 11. And, Daddy, you are older than 8 and 11. You're completely capable of taking care of yourself. You don't need me around, necessarily. But I was very... I don't know. I kept trying to check in. I wanted to hear their voices. And that's not really like me, usually. I think maybe because I was around.
Yeah, it's funny. When you were at a bachelorette party in the Bahamas, you didn't check in as much.
I did not.
Or at all.
I did check in. I think also.
No.
It
was only for 3 days, though.
Yes, that was only for 3 days.
But you still don't check in.
I'm glad we're bringing that up, though, because this was the second trip, and it was a total of 10 days that mommy has been gone. And daddy's been with the kids. And I would say 2 or 3 years ago, that would have irked me a little bit. And the reason why is because 2 or 3 years ago, our kids were different. You guys were different people.
But I think I would have had a lot more fun if I could have just shed that mommy guilt.
Yeah.
And I know when you go for guys' trips, you don't feel guilt. You shouldn't. But you don't feel guilt. I feel extreme guilt. And I don't know why.
I feel fear that you're going to be mad at me, but not guilt.
Fear? Like, what are you doing that I need to be mad at you?
No, not like that. But what I feel is, oh, she's going to be mad when I get home because I've been gone for a while. But no, I don't feel guilt. It's that, I mean, and I'm surprised that you feel guilt because you are someone who needs time to yourself occasionally.
I know. I don't know why. Nobody else, you've not made me feel that way. You've not said anything. It's none of that. But I do have to say, I did come home and looked in the refrigerator and it was filled with takeout containers. And I looked at my son's fingernails and they were like 8 inches long with dirt underneath them. So I think
don't
like,
care.
I know.
Don't care.
I know. I do feel like moms my presence does serve a purpose still.
Let's interview Pentrolls about the weekend. This is something that everyone should do when mommy goes out of town, the post-interview.
Yeah.
Sometimes daddy gets in trouble with things, and we'll see what we learned about this. We'll interview Pentrolls and we'll interview Lola.
Lola's back.
So, guys, this past week, what was one time where you thought that daddy was being a little bit irresponsible?
You were not really doing what you were supposed to do by literally going to, in the water park, going to something and just leaving me without, like, coming back, just leaving me.
Oh, my gosh,
me.
We went 10 feet ahead
no,
of you.
No, you did not.
You abandoned my son in a water park?
We walked 20 feet ahead of him.
No, you went, like, 40 feet. And you would just start. He kept going.
PC, we were saying, we would say, PC, are you all right? And he's like,
no, you didn't. You just started going a bunch.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. You actually, do you know what you said when you caught up to us? You didn't say you abandoned me. You said, Daddy, you betrayed me.
You betrayed me.
I don't know if you know what that word means, but it was kind of funny when you said that.
I didn't say abandoned.
You said betrayed.
So betrayal is funny now.
I meant to say abandoned, and then I just said betrayed.
Here's another question.
What?
Who woke up the family?
PC.
Me.
Yeah, he, like, wakes up super early. I don't know why. Every morning, like, at 5 a.m., he always wakes up, and he just, like, wakes everyone up, everybody else up, and he's, like, either on the TV or on the iPad or something at 5 a.m.
Not at 5, at, like, 6:30.
I wake up at 6:30.
No, you wake up at, like, 9.
In the summer, I wake up at 9.
What time would I have woken up if you were not here, do you think?
12. 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
12.
I would try to call you. It's a 6 hour. It was a 6 hour time difference, and I would try to call you. It would be 2 p.m. in Italy, and I called, and you still weren't up.
What's wrong with that? There was like we on vacation. You're supposed to sleep in.
Oh, I think I tried to wake you up at that night.
Another question: what was the best thing Daddy cooked for you?
Chinese takeout.
Name one meal Daddy made for you.
Macaroni and cheese.
Oh, did I? I guess I did.
No,
I think I got
macaroni and cheese and hot dogs.
Yeah, I did make macaroni. That was the only meal that
gourmet.
I made.
Gourmet.
I made macaroni
made, like,
and cheese.
Eggs some morning.
But then we ran out of eggs.
Yeah, but then we ran out
of eggs.
And you wouldn't want to go to a grocery store because you would burst into flames if you walked in, right?
This was a very fun time for all of us because we cleared the deck and we got all the work done. But you guys got to this point after about 4 days where you just kept messing with each other physically, like you were either touching her or she was touching you, and it led to screaming and crying.
No,
and I just started, all I could yell was no touching,
true.
No touching. I like implemented this touching
true.
Rule.
That's so not true.
It is 100% true. Have you not noticed that, Mom?
Oh, yeah, you guys are.
No, at the beach, that wasn't true.
Yeah.
At the beach, we didn't do
there
that.
Were, when you guys are in the water, it looks really scary because you say to her, like, hang on to me and throw me somewhere. And then, so Lola looks like she's trying to drown him. It happened in the pool. It happened. I mean, you guys normally.
She did try to drown me in the pool.
Oh my God. I did not try to drown.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I did not try to drown.
You tried to drown.
Okay, maybe we wrap up this part with the kids.
I would never.
Because I don't think anybody else really wants to hear fighting. So I don't think. I think we're good.
But I didn't drown, PC.
I know you didn't, honey. I know you didn't.
You tried to.
You guys had a lot of fun this week. Why don't you go downstairs?
And be elsewhere while you talk
check
about
on Ruby, and Mommy and I are going to wrap up this podcast.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say to your peeps?
Bro. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye.
Bye. And I did not try to drop my drills. Bye.
Also, she did. Bye.
Also, okay. I did it. Bye.
Also, she did. Bye.
I think that went really well.
No.
That was some of our best stuff.
Yeah. I think it's important in a marriage, in a family, that mommies and daddies have alone time and time apart and just learning how to get over that. And so as a mom, I need to do a better job of learning how to get over that. But I'm not a great fly. I fly, you know, we travel a lot, so I do fly because that's what you have to do. But I'm not like a really excited flyer.
You have major anxiety when you fly.
And so
I
was very anxious about crossing an ocean and hitting at turbulence over an ocean, as if hitting turbulence, you know, over land would have a better result. But
did that happen to you?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me about this. What happened?
No, it just had wicked turbulence. The flight back, the flight attendants had to sit for most of it because of the turbulence. But the Xanax I took really did help.
I have a rational feeling sometimes when you're gone.
What do you mean?
I have at least once per trip, I have an irrational feeling that makes no sense, okay? That you are like with another dude. And every time, and I'm
sorry to laugh, but
it's fine. I don't have to talk about this, but it on every trip you've ever taken when I'm not there, even though I do not believe that you were the kind of person who would do that, it creeps into my brain, and I've gotten better at getting it out of my brain, but it like sometimes it manifests itself in a dream. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it manifests itself right before I'm going to go to bed, mm-hmm. but it always helps when I hear from you.
Yeah.
So this time around, you called me like every 5 minutes. I think it's because you weren't having the kind of fun that you would have at, say, a bachelorette party or something.
Well, no, I was having fun. I was having fun. It just was a little more, it was a very slow pace trip just because we had, you know, small kids with us. So there was like not, it wasn't action packed, you know.
I would love to figure out where that irrational feeling comes from with me. Do you have that feeling? You don't.
No, I think because and it, which is weird because you and I have both been in relationships where the other person has stepped out, I guess. And I had a history. I exclusively dated dudes that would also at the same time date other people. It was my special talent to find these guys. I was like a magnet for guys that were going to cheat on me. So I had serious, serious trust issues. But then I met you and I was kind of like, I think I'm good here. And I haven't had those feelings because I really just, I trust you. And and I know you trust me, but maybe I need to do a better job of, I don't know. I'm going to find a way to make it my fault because that's what I do.
No, don't do that. And I'm not trying, that's why I keep saying it's irrational. I will say this, that when you call me, it helps.
Aw.
So like if you, let's give you an example. If you're in the Bahamas, right? And I hear from you at 5 o'clock saying, okay, we're going to dinner. And then it's like 3 a.m. and I'm like up in the middle of the night. I'm like, she's probably still out. Of course you're still out. I hope you're still out. Have fun. It's like a girl's weekend. That's what it's for. But that's when my brain starts taking these weird trips down like nightclub lane. Also, you're very pretty. And I guarantee you, and hang on, I guarantee you, you get hit on a lot more than you tell me.
If I got hit on, I would scream it from the mountaintops. Like, I still got it.
Maybe you're just not smart enough to know.
No, honey, I'm in my 40s. I think there was a time I used to get hit on, maybe, but okay. I think I also have like RBF, like resting bleep face.
Yeah.
And so I look very unapproachable. A, B, I'm in my 40s.
Right.
And see, the example you brought up at the Bahamas, I went to a friend's bachelorette party. We're all the women, we're all in our 40s. And women in the Bahamas that go out to clubs in Bahamas are in their 20s. Who would you hit on?
You.
See, you're so sweet. But that is not, if I got hit on, first of all, I'd be so excited and I'd be so flattered. And then I would call you and tell you how I got hit on. But that doesn't. In our relationship, that is just something that's not even obviously on my radar. And I can tell you, I mean, how you feel is how you feel, and I'll do a better job. But also, you're insane because I only have eyes for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hang on. We're going to call Julie Fromm right now, see if she wants to get in her podcast. Yeah. We're going to get some information from her.
Totally. About
this, make sure. I think that you, I don't think that you're lying. I think that you're not aware of when you're getting hit on.
If she will tell you.
So we're going to get to that. We're calling one of Kim's besties here who was at the bachelorette party. I hope she answers. Oh, come on, Julie. That's weak. Okay. I'm going to leave a message.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Jules, it's Penn. We need your help for a podcast that we're recording right now. So call me back as soon as possible. It's way more important than whatever you're doing. Okay, bye. So Julie, by the way, Julie, if you've watched our I Didn't Screw Up That Bad song, Julie was the one that I kept dropping at the end, which makes her a wonderful friend.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, good times. No, I promise you 1,000 times over, there was a group of middle-aged men that my married friend, uh-huh. was trying, they were at a bachelor party. She was trying to get us to join forces because she really wanted them to pay for our dinner. And there's like 16 of us.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about this.
And I was like, I can pay for my own dinner. I came to hang out with my girlfriends. And then the dudes were like, we don't want to pay for dinner. this is not happening. So I don't even like that many people. So
sorry, I'm just checking my phone. Nope, that wasn't Julie.
I don't need to hang out with new dudes for sure. Like, you're my only dude. I love you.
That's very sweet. Here's the thing. You are, I read the YouTube comments. There's a term for you. You're a very good looking mom, and you are probably on like thousands of people's exempt list.
That is
like,
not
on
true.
Their like, I think, top five exempt
list. I think you've read
list.
Four. So this is what happens to your brain. You read four YouTube comments over the total of 4 years of weird dudes in their basement that find me attractive. And then you've turned that into something.
Is that what's going on right now? Like, maybe it was just reading too many of the comments. I don't know.
No, but there's also, I saw a YouTube comment the other day that says that mom has fat legs. And I was like,
you also have a problem where you'll read that and you'll remember that and you'll forget the 60 other comments about how pretty you are and how good of a mom you are.
I don't. I mean, because I know that's like fake and filtered and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, there was a moment where you were like a reporter and you went in celebrity lines.
Yeah.
And we were married at that point too. And I was like, wow, you know, there's this joke where you're in my top five. And, you know, we have this agreement with our wife where if something works out, that's okay. And that gave me some anxiety because I was like, whoa, she could actually meet and accomplish this with some of these people.
I did meet George Clooney. We talked about this.
I know.
But then I couldn't form words and I was like knocked up at the time. So he's safe to say that didn't work out so well for me. But also I would never. I mean, those kind of like your exempt lists of like top five, like that's a joke. I would never.
Dude, what is your top five right now? Can we share it?
I don't have a firm. It's kind of fluid.
Yeah, there's so much dude out there.
No, I don't really. I'm attracted to tall, goofy guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to give me like a top three? I don't know if I could do it right now. What I would do is start giving you names and then I would interrupt you midway through the conversation and sub one of them out for another one.
No.
So maybe we don't do that.
Yeah, let's not do that because it's also, that's not. You're my boo. Love you.
I love you too. I'm glad we got into something substantive because the first part where they're kids was really bad podcasting material.
That was terrible. And you have to edit out all of it.
No, because they're cute. Like that's the thing.
Yeah, but they're cute to us, but other people don't. They're not going to want to listen to our kids bicker.
They interrupt us a lot.
Yeah.
But we needed them to kind of tell the story.
That's how you abandoned him and betrayed him. I do. So that is where I get helicoptery because I'm like in a water park, a little boy. Somebody's going to walk up and steal him.
I didn't just leave them. I walked 30 steps ahead of him.
I know, but it's also.
I will say, I think the kids appreciated the freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a different parent than you are. I think that's a good necessity. I think if you've been gone for too much longer, their brains were going to rot.
No, I you're absolutely right. And the kids are not going to suffer for this. And in fact, I think it's a good example. And I kept telling Lola, like, listen, when your girlfriend needs you, when your friend calls you and says, I need your help, be the kind of person that will show up for them. And listen, like, it wasn't like she was asking me to go dig a ditch. She asked me to go to Italy. So it was an undertaking for our family, but it wasn't like I was being tortured. And it was, I ate so much pasta. No regrets.
You had there was a lot of talk about carbs while you were there.
Well, we were in this sweet, tiny town where the groom of in this wedding grew up, and everybody was so kind. But and the restaurants there, so the pizzerias serve pizza. They don't serve like a side salad or anything like that. So, and you're in Italy, so like let's go all in and get a pizza. And then the restaurants serve pasta. And there's like some seafood. I had some seafood as well, but there wasn't like I ordered a salad one time And I think they saw that I was American, and they just figured it was like,
let's put some ham on it.
No, or was
it
like... so there was chicken. I ordered the chicken salad, and it came. It was like chicken with 10 pounds of mayonnaise squirted on it. And because I think they were like, oh, in America, chicken salad is like mixed with mayonnaise.
Pass the NASCAR ketchup.
NASCAR ketchup. And so I think they did it out of kindness. Like, oh, she's American. She would probably appreciate 10 pounds of mayonnaise. And so I was like,
what did you say?
Grazie. And I was like, and then I just took my napkin, like very, like it was a place with like paper napkins. And like when they weren't looking, I just scooped it off, trying not to be disrespectful. And I had.
Did they give the same salad to someone else who wasn't American, and you saw that it didn't have mayonnaise on it?
Okay. But I kept some of the mayonnaise because let's face it, mayonnaise is kind of amazing. But yeah, it was good. And then there's the gelato places there. You know how there are in any town USA, there's a Starbucks, and you look across the street, and there's another Starbucks, and then diagonally there's another Starbucks. There, it's gelaterias. And every corner has gelato. And
it's like the square in The Good Place.
Yeah.
But instead of frozen yogurt, it's gelato.
Yeah. And normally I definitely treat myself, and I'll have desserts like, you know, once a week, I'll say, but really maybe it's twice a week. Every day.
That's kind of rare for you as
well.
It is
very rare.
But I guess it was, so is it way better than American ice cream, or is it just basically the same?
Oh, no.
Yeah, describe the food differences, because you did eat a lot of pasta.
I did.
Did it taste a little less white floury, or was it pretty much the same?
Everything there, and maybe it was like psychosomatic, but I just imagined it tastes better, but it did taste better to me. It was fresher. And I think that... I think the wheat is processed differently. That's fact in Europe. So it's not like we process things so terribly.
It's science.
In the US. Yeah, it is. And so if you have homemade, everybody just makes pasta on site. They're not going to get it out of a box, which I feel like a lot of American restaurants do. And again, this is a tiny town. So any seafood that was on the menu, they caught, you know, it wasn't like being shipped in. There weren't a lot of vegetable options. So there was like some really
old... This place sounds amazing.
They're really old iceberg lettuce, kind of some like wilty iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
And then my friend Liz, her kids, you know, they're 4 and 6. So they don't, I mean, it's like pasta and white pizza without sauce. I mean, there's some like very beige food options, but they do love fruit, but the fruit there is different. And so... they have the tiniest, like cutest little pears, but they don't look like the pears you get here. So it's kind of like hard to convince a 4-year-old, like, no, it's, you know, and then they don't have bananas there because they're not like in season, and so they can't get them in. So there was like a quest for food many times for little people.
Eating seemed to be 80% of what you guys were doing or dealing with almost the entire time you were there. And I'm wondering... it probably would have been the same for us if we were taking a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old through Europe. That's a tough, we talked about traveling before. That's a tough age to travel with kids who are used to having a whole country full of culture.
Yeah. And they live in New York. They live in New York City. So they're kind of surrounded by, you know, different types of food. But I think our kids now, I mean, I went with them and they did great. Her kids did great. But our kids being 8 and 11, and now they will adventure and eat food that's not beige and all that stuff. I think that we should totally take our kids to Europe. I'm going to go to Spain.
I want to take our kids to Europe, and I want to tell them that they are not allowed to order. They don't have kids lists in Europe,
No,
right?
They don't have a kids menu.
Why don't they abolish kids menus in the United States? Won't that make our kids better? Healthier, because they're like, what's healthy on the kids list?
Nothing.
Like they'll say, oh, well, here's a grilled chicken, and then the sides are like French fries with mayonnaise top of them.
Well, mayonnaise bomb.
But it's like beige. That's what the kids list is.
It's very rare to find grilled chicken on a kids list. It's typically a cheese pizza, chicken fingers, maybe a hamburger. So Lola now, we're trying to get both our kids to order off of the adult menu. Lola orders off the adult menu now. She's 11. PC, more often than not, like he'll, you know, it just depends. Like and I don't need him to order a $27 entree, but I try to go to places where it's not crazy, like chicken nuggets. I don't want him going to a restaurant to order chicken nuggets. Like, he gets those enough.
Agreed.
Sorry.
We need to take our kids to Europe, which means we need to start saving money.
Yeah, I know. We need to.
And I'm all for it. Now, if we take them to Europe, it means because there's another place you want to go, and you really can only go to one of these a year.
Hawaii.
Yeah. If you had to pick between going to Europe for the first time with your family or going back to Hawaii, I think I know where this is going. But
we should just, okay, I got a plan. We're going to move to
Hawaii. They're in opposite directions.
We're going to move to Hawaii.
Okay, that's really cheap too. Go ahead.
And then travel to Europe for vacation.
That's really close too. Do you remember how far it was in both directions?
Yeah, I know.
I think we'd go the other way.
Yeah, you would go
like around the pole or Asia or something, right?
They're
so far.
And I can't imagine there's like a direct flight from Honolulu to anywhere in Europe. So,
well, we're going to find out. Someone will probably comment.
I know. Well, I just want to move to Hawaii.
I know. I did not have a bad time there. I'd be fine with it. We'd miss our families, our extended families, but otherwise.
Would we?
Nah.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Before we leave, we're going to call Julie one more time to see if Kim got hit on in the Bahamas. She might be traveling. Normally she doesn't just go straight to voicemail.
No, I texted her this morning.
Yeah? Well, she might answer this time. Hang on. She may not have known I called.
Hi, Richard.
Come on!
I'll call you back as soon as I can.
No, you won't. You say that, but you will not call me back as soon as you can.
Okay.
All right. So I'm still convinced that you get hit on a lot more than you tell me, and I hope you do because you're beautiful.
No. So listen.
Hey, can you put your phone down while we're talking?
Hey, listening. If you are listening to this podcast and you made it this far,
God bless you.
Will you screenshot the podcast? Add it to your like Instagram or Insta stories and tag us. We're at the Holderness Family on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll, you know, comment and have a conversation and send you a video.
Make sure and subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
If you don't know how to subscribe, Google how to subscribe to a podcast.
We need to put a video out. Anyway, nobody's going to make it this far in the podcast.
Yeah, they are. It happens all the time.
No.
Trust me. Okay. We're good.
I don't even think my mom makes it this far in the podcast.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you so much for watching.
They're not watching.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Kim has been checked out for about a minute now. She's looking on her email. So I'm going to take us home here. You've been listening to the Holder Mess podcast. I think we're changing it to a different name. We'll figure that out later. But since it's so late, it's no big deal. She's checking something went on to her email. So we're going to hit stop and I'm going to find out what it is. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.